Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's Alex Tuck playing it across. Bernard Docker gaining the Flyers line. He'll continue a play down. Here's Tuck in front, scores! Great feed, Alex Tuck! And the Rick Martin Memorial Award winner makes it 1-0. Pelche trying to center. Buffalo getting it back. A 2-on-1 chance here on the rush. Buffalo pushing it actually with 2 on the odd man. Score! McLeod feeds it across and Quinn buries it. And it's 3-1 Buffalo. Sabres with an empty net chance. McLeod! Yes, sir! With 47.9 seconds to go, the empty netter for Buffalo pushes it to 5-3 Sabres.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy Friday. I'm wearing shorts. No apologies.
I thought about wearing shorts. I decided one more day of like the thin pants. It's also, Fun Hat Friday?
Oh, I forgot about Fun Hat Friday.
I mean, I didn't go nuts for it. I wore a corduroy hat with Smokey the Bear on it.
Yeah, but I just forgot. Yeah. Sure, this is my fun hat.
Yeah.
This can't be a fun hat?
No.
This is a hat.
That can't be a fun hat.
Evan's got a fun
2007.
Hat. What, you think this hat is that old?
Yeah.
Evan's probably got one. Evan's got a fun hat. This is a baseball hat from Breckenridge, Colorado, where we went skiing, and skiing in Breckenridge is fun.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's my fun hat.
Hmm.
Doesn't pass?
No.
Oh, I apologize.
No, I was looking at my hat collection and thinking, like, what passes for fun hat here? And not many...
I was going to say, Fun Hat Friday's in the last 2 weeks.
I'm going to run out very quickly, or I'm going to have to start like buying, you know, the chicken wing hats.
I did find my Nashville cowboy hat. It's a little different than Josh's. When Josh was here with the cowboy hat, his sides were kind of bent up.
Yeah.
And mine
are
way out wide.
I don't think I ever thought about there being different types of cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. I'm wearing shorts because it's high of 70 today.
Yeah.
And
be nice.
Without, you know, being a jinx, it looks like it's going to be nice for a while, at least temperature-wise. It's going to be windy and rainy here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But are we done with...
I think we might be done.
Are we done with the 20s?
I think we're done with the... We're definitely done with the 20s.
Let's slowly check boxes. We're done with the 20s.
Check.
It looks like we're almost done with the low 30s. The high-low of the next 10 days is 39.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, so, you know, we're getting there.
All right, yeah, I could say we're done with the low 30s.
Right.
Yeah.
I put it this way. I'm dreaming of a real, honest-to-goodness outdoor golf round. And it doesn't seem ridiculous.
Yeah.
It seems like that could happen soon.
Yeah, I did that again yesterday.
You played?
It was great, yeah. The sun was out the whole day. Little cold yesterday, but fine. I would like to ask then, or can we check the box of then we're done with snow?
I think.
If we're saying done with low 30s, I think we're done with snow.
I think so.
He said seeing a car with snow on it when he pulled into the parking lot earlier this week.
That's right.
I'm going to say it. I think we're done with snow.
All right, good. Well, good morning. We're done with snow. Joe's declared we're done with snow.
I played two golf rounds this week, so I feel like once you've done that, you feel a little more comfortable in saying, yeah, I'm not gonna have any snow. I'm not going to need the snow brush again.
Yeah.
You should never need the snow brush and your golf bag in your car at the same time.
That's right. It should never snow for the draft. How about that? That's another new rule. Let's make that. We're less than a week from the draft.
Could you imagine the Bills get the draft in like 2028? And it snows.
It'd be over. It'd be over for us. They would move the team. It'd be over for us if it snowed at the draft.
The reputation of the team. You'd never again be able to say to somebody, guys, it's not that bad for most games of the year. It's not that bad for most months of the year. Like, guys, it snowed during the NFL draft in April. Nothing you can even say to come back from that.
Yeah.
If it were to do that.
Well, it's going to be nice out, so that's good. Enjoy the weekend. Easter weekend, of course, for those that celebrate. And we've got lots to get to. The Sabres season ends. This is not irony. It's coincidence. It's whatever. The Sabres season ends on Easter weekend with a game at home against the Flyers, just like it did 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Same uniforms?
I mean, technically that one ended in Philadelphia, but...
Well, sure.
It basically ended here.
Here on Easter Sunday, they lose with Leno scoring in overtime.
They had the lead.
And then they go to Philly. So a 14-year time warp, and the Sabres and Flyers played a game that neither team needed and neither team cared about. I had a thought last night. This is not a full-on betting thought, but it's a thought. That is the last game of the season where there's nothing on the line, a great spot to bet overs. Because team defense, schmefense. Who cares? I'm out here trying to get my 28th. I'm out here trying to get my 100th assist or 850th assist. Who cares about team defense? Last game of the season. What's coach going to do?
Get your numbers.
Get your numbers.
Get your numbers.
Are you going to go to the press box tomorrow? No. Exit meetings. Who cares?
Right.
Calgary last night had four players make their NHL debut.
Wow. Yeah, AHL squads.
Yes.
Is another part of this.
It's a great, I mean, if you're out of the playoffs, and even if you're in, you know, a lot of these teams are resting their players. But please, back check. Who needs it? It's the last game of the season.
Yeah. Did you bet the over?
I did not. What was the final score? 5-4.
5-4. You would have hit.
I should have. I should have. Anyway, I just had that thought. Like, it's, what's anybody caring about here? Let loose. I didn't check the rest of the league scores, but none of the games...
No game mattered. No game mattered other than you still had some NHL teams playing their important guys in meaningless games right before the playoffs, which the NHL's moved a little bit on this, but not as much as the other sports. Right now, NFL, NBA... Austin Matthews last night. The game means absolutely nothing. No way would another league or another team with a guy that important have played him in that game.
Yeah.
But there he is. And actually, did you see what happened in that game? So Toronto, maybe the players were like, knowing this game means absolutely nothing. We don't care anyway. Chris Tanev scores to tie the game with 1.8 seconds left, and all the Leafs players look at each other. They don't even really celebrate. They're just like, really, dude? You had to put that one in the back of the net to tie it and send us to OT? Ottawa I saw last night. Ottawa's in the playoffs because Linus Allmark's been incredible. And he has an injury history. And yesterday they started him in a meaningless game.
Last game
of the season. Yeah. Dallas just lost Jason Robertson maybe for the first round of the playoffs two nights ago in a game that didn't matter. So the NHL's got... They've started doing it a little bit, but they're not doing it as much as the other sports are yet.
Every game last night went over except for one. Your final scores, 5-4, 4-3, 7-5, 6-1, 5-2, 5-1, and 4-0. Actually might be two that didn't.
So apologies to the one poor soul that parlayed all overs last night and lost on one of them.
Yep. Well, good morning. What do you want to start with, Sabres or Trey White's back? Start there?
I mean, we could trade away goalie academy. We could find a way to morph the two together. Talked about goaltending yesterday.
Trey White's back.
Yeah, he doesn't. Cool story. Nobody's in any disagreement, right? He does not change anything about the draft.
I agree with that. I don't think he does anything. Right. I don't think he does anything to think, well, now corner one can be in the second round. That's not different.
Right.
How many players right now could sign with NFL teams that would change their team's draft strategy? I'll start the list. One, Aaron Rodgers. Two, I have no idea who's left.
I mean, you could even debate Aaron Rodgers. Like the fact that like if Pittsburgh signed him, they should still draft a quarterback in the first round. But you're right.
But whoever it is, you want to go out there and sign Amari Cooper? You want to go out there and sign Asante Samuel Jr.? These players that are on the market are there for a reason because these teams have identified their draft needs. I was looking at Trey White's contract last year. So he had a one-year deal with the Rams and then got traded to the Ravens. So it was 1 year, 4.2 guaranteed. And now this year it's 1 year, 6.8, up to 6.8. We don't have the numbers. His guaranteed money will be what?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Three?
I was going to say less than that. I was going to say like one and a half.
Okay.
Like really, really low.
And whatever. It's a great story. Glad he's back. Knows the system. If he's healthy, he's a depth piece for them. But I don't anticipate that they think he's their corner two for a second, really. And if he is, it'll be because whoever they draft for that spot doesn't beat him out, right? Or doesn't beat out Dane Jackson. But no, I don't think Tre'Davious White coming back is any sort of indication that they feel comfortable. They could have made this signing 2 weeks from now, after the draft, post-draft. That it happens now is, I don't know, is that noteworthy? Is that interesting?
Maybe. I mean, they were trying to act on it with bringing James Bradberry in for a visit as well.
That's right.
So that's two corners who both, by the way, have had major injuries in the last 2 years that they were looking at. They wanted one more guy before the draft. And isn't this kind of what Bean does and what Bean talks about is that you don't want to go into a draft completely desperate? I mean, I don't think it changes.
He says a lot of things we don't have to. They do that all the time. They did that last year.
Mm-hmm.
They did it the year they drafted Rousseau. They did it the year they drafted Elam. I mean,
right, because that's really the right point is, should anyone feel any more comfortable about corner two? Say they don't get anyone they like in the draft. They're like, it never falls their way and they don't end up doing it. Big stunner. Bills don't draft a corner until like round six. And they have Tre'Davious White on their team. Does that actually make anyone feel that much more comfortable than you would have 3 days ago when that name would have just been Dane Jackson?
Probably a little bit because there's an option there. A little bit. But even the concept, Joe, of you don't want to go to the draft having one glaring need. Well, there's a spin on that. Does that mean the rest of my team is pretty good? Because that's what you... It's not better to go with five holes. It's better to go in there with one. And if you have one glaring need, you can draft three guys at that position. So, you know, he says stuff like that. He says you don't want one glaring need. He's got one, probably. Then again, every other time corner two has been their biggest need, I've never felt like it's that big of a need. They've put together great passing defenses with a corner two that's just a rotational piece, that's just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
E.J. Gaines, Josh Norman, stop me wherever you go. Right? Like, it was Trey White as their number one corner, and then they needed to trade for Douglas, who was probably it for 5 minutes before Benford just took over.
Yeah.
Right? Other than that, I mean, they've had a pretty solid top corner for a while, and they've had a pretty solid pass defense for just as long. Safety, to me, is where things got different last year. They went from having one of the best safety tandems in football to having two guys that were okay. They have their strengths. They have their weaknesses. So, rebuilding their secondary, maybe it comes from a safety standpoint. Maybe it comes from finally getting two really good corners. But Levi Wallace was corner two, and he was fine for a long time until the playoff game where they kind of got mad at him. But
yeah.
They've been just as good. There are a couple spots that they've never really had. Stud defensive tackle, one technique guy.
Mm-hmm.
Run stuffing defense. They've never had that. And
yep.
It just doesn't matter.
Well, what's the thing? Do they want to have something that they've never had before? And if they do, what's the right answer to that question? What's the thing that, okay, you've never had it before? You want to get something you've never had. What's the right thing to choose from? Because you might not be able to pick all of them.
Right.
And like to me, the idea of having a second corner that you're not terrified of if you check into man coverage, you decide in a game, maybe we want to start playing a little bit more man. We want to line up one-on-one. Having a second corner that's got the ability to do that, that sounds more appealing to me than, well, I've never really had the elite run-stuffing defensive tackle. Whatever. The Bills for 6 years have said, yeah, we don't really care about the run game. Their actions at least have said that. I know their words haven't. So having a number two corner that this is kind of in the same idea of giving them more options. We talked about third down defense the other day, right? And Michael Hoyt and getting different looks defensively. Well, one look you really haven't had that's different is the ability to line up two corners and not be terrified of one of them covering a guy in space. Because you never wanted Levi Wallace doing that.
Right.
You never wanted Dane Jackson doing that. And I'm not saying I don't think you'd want Tre'Davious White doing that at this age and this injury history. But if they were to land a rookie that is able to produce right away, it would be like the first time they've ever had two corners that maybe you're not afraid of covering two receivers.
As you complete that sentence, do you want to know where Tre'Davious White was graded by PFF last year?
Last year. Just all grading? Like all coverage, I mean?
Yes. Defensive grade, overall ranking.
I would bet he was pretty low.
It's not even about the number here. It's just a little bit of irony. He was right behind Rasul Douglas.
Mm.
So the idea about being confident, you've got two guys. When's the last time you could be this guy?
I don't know if they had it last year, though, right? Like, would you say they did?
But Trey White was Rasul Douglas last year is what I'm saying.
Right.
So if you're someone out there that thought Trey White will come in and that answers their question, they don't need a corner. They've always going to have been drafted. It's almost like they re-signed Rasul Douglas, which they did not do, by the way.
I'm sure that's dead now.
Yes, I think that's probably dead too. Thank you for your service. He had a good run, you know, good acquisition, made a couple big plays for them. But yeah, they move on from that. I mean, that's got to be done. Benford pounded the table for that when he signed his extension, saying he wants Douglas to come back.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. PFF grades, you don't have to take them. You can take them or you can leave them. You can do what you want with them. But Trey White was ranked 104th among cornerbacks in the NFL last year. And it's right by, it's Rasul Douglas's territory. So I don't think Douglas was terrible. He was fine, but.
He was fine except in the Ram game where they got torched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, the Bills kind of had that happen a lot last year where face a really good offense and things got away from you, a really good passing offense. The teams that I think about that had great success against the Bills are the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Rams, the Lions. And I would list all those as teams that have potentially elite to, well, the Chiefs don't, but the Chiefs always do it to the Bills. But the others have really good passing games, right? The Rams do. The Rams were healthy, and Puka and Kupp kind of ripped them up. And the Ravens had a great passing game and beat the Bills pretty well in that playoff game, even though they lost. So anyway, I don't dislike it. I'm happy with the Trey White addition. Up to $6.8 million. We want to see how much work Up To is doing. But it, if you want to say it raises their floor, I think that's a great way to say it. We'll talk about it with Sal coming up at 7 o'clock. But the focus will still likely be defense with the first-round pick. Probably with – I mean, if they were to draft all 10 players, what's the over-under on defensive picks? 7.5?
Yeah, is that high?
Maybe we could play.
That's a high number.
Maybe we could play a game because we don't know how many picks they'll ultimately end with.
Yeah.
But should we say 74.5% of their capital will be spent on defense? Wouldn't you bet 3 defensive picks to every 1 offensive pick?
Yes. That still seems like a lot. I know their holes are on defense. 3 for every 1. The problem is just finding where they will pick an offensive player, right? They will pick
a wide receiver.
They will pick a wide receiver somewhere,
and after that,
they will probably pick an offensive lineman just because you throw one of those in every draft, right?
I think that'll be an interior guy.
Do you think they'll draft a running back anywhere?
I don't.
Anywhere.
I don't.
Seventh round.
I mean, if they want to cut.
Actually, they don't have a seventh round pick, right? Sixth round.
That's right.
Okay. Tight end.
Maybe.
Third string tight end.
Could be tight end because Quentin Morris is, he's not signed yet, and Zach Davidson, whatever. So tight end, sure.
And then I'm at quarterback.
Which?
Backup quarterback.
That's always, to me, been a good idea, but they like to get guys that are not waiting in the wings. What they want is someone that's going to help Josh be the best Josh can be, and I don't think a rookie does that.
And they have Trubisky and Mike White coming back already. So what did I just count? 2?
Possible. Yeah,
I mean, they could draft 2 receivers, 2 day 3 receivers, right?
Yes, they could.
Well, that's going to be tough to make numbers work on, like, who makes the team, but whatever. That's tough. I mean, the way I just laid that out, I think maybe I would want to take the over, too. Because I could draft corners, I could draft linebacker.
I got
5th round pick, maybe this guy in the future.
I don't have a position on the defense that I have to stay away from.
Like in totality. Like,
no, no.
Like in the
defensive line. Both spots. Linebacker, I've been making the case for that for a while. It's not at the top of the list, but it's on the list. Safety, corner.
Are they going to draft a punter?
Are they going to draft a kicker?
That's going to screw up our bet. What if they draft a punter and nothing hits?
All right, here we go. Punter counts as defense, kicker counts as offense. Fair?
Well, now it's even more advantage defense because they don't have a punter and they do have a kicker.
Well, that's
actually,
they do have
a punter, but I forget who it is. It's not Sam Martin. They released him.
803-0550, your phone number. We'll get some calls in on this. How do you like the Trey White signing? He's back, and do you think it affects their plans? I don't know. Maybe it's a little less desperate, but it's not the kind of thing where they're on the board and they're going to be looking and saying, oh, here's a corner, but, well, we got Trey White, so we're not as bad because they're still lacking in that position. And I mean, is Trey White much different than who's the who's the defensive tackle that is the same level of player as him? Is it Jordan Phillips? Is it?
See, that's the thing. It's like he now, yes, right? It's different. It almost like that sounded disrespectful to me, but it really isn't because Jordan Phillips was always like a pretty good player when he was at his best.
I mean, now.
Yeah, now. Because Trey White was an all-pro corner, but no one's believing that he's going to come near that, right? He was pretty good in the first 4 games that he played the last time he was in Buffalo, right? Like, that game that they blow out Miami here early in the season, right after the Dolphins had scored 70. The Bills do pretty well against Miami after those first couple of drives. Trey White is covering Tyreek Hill that day. Hmm. And Tyreek Hill, notoriously, doesn't really go off against the Bills. So they had their plan. Trey White was playing well that season. You want to look at coverage grades. That was the second best. He was having his second best season coverage-wise going into it was only, again, very limited sample, though. So it was going well, but then he tore his Achilles, and then he plays last year, and like you mentioned, okay, he's Rasul Douglas. he was okay, but the Rams didn't value him enough to keep him for the playoffs. So what do I have left here? What's my upside? Is there any thought that he tore his Achilles 2 years ago, he gets a year back under his feet, more comfortable, and okay, he's going to return, get closer to form? Because I'm not really thinking that way, but I guess you could try to make that argument if you really wanted to. The biggest Trey White fan could probably make that argument.
Let's get a call in here. Eric in Lockport joins us to open up. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How's it going?
Not bad. Happy Friday.
Yes, finally, at long last. Just wanted to run through a couple quick things about the draft. So now the defense, I think it's already kind of overinvested in, given how, you know, defensive minded the head coach is. I mean, the defensive line has 2 first-round picks on it. The sec they put, if they draft corner this year, it'll be 3 times they've done corner. They did one at linebacker. And on the offensive side, Josh has 1 first-round player on the whole unit that they've ever done. In the Chief losses in the playoffs, you know, the Chiefs have gotten to 38, 42, 27, and 32. I think if the Bills spent all 10 picks on defense, I don't think it makes it any, even if they got 2 Pro Bowlers out of it, I don't think it's make it any more likely that they stop Mahomes and Andy Reid. I don't know that there's a player in this draft that makes the impact for Josh. You know, I'm certainly, you know, I'm not a scout. But I think going forward, I just would like to see more of an investment on getting that guy some help, because I think he is the best. I will hang up and listen.
Thanks, Eric. That is, the way you put that is a great way to put it, because it's tough to ask that, but that is a question that lingers out there. How good, how talented does a McDermott defense need to be to have answers against the Chiefs? Because one thing about this year's Chiefs is that was a team that could be defended, and this team struggled to do it. Yeah. Everybody else defended them. The Texans held them in check in that playoff game.
The Eagles,
of course,
them.
Destroyed them. Other teams held that offense in check, and in the playoff game, this team got worked. Maybe that's because Benford got hurt and Elam had to go in. Well, there's always a reason, right? But, I mean, I think Sean McDermott is a good coach and a good defensive mind, but these matchups in the playoffs, there's always a roster element to it. Oh, we don't have any linebackers. Oh, Benford's out. But, man, the Chiefs always have the answers. And, again, like the way that Eric said it there, how many great players on defense do you need to get by them? Because the conversation about the defense, Joe, is kind of like the conversation about the offense. Statistically, they draft 3 guys in this draft, and they become the number one NFL defense. Wow. Job well done. But do you beat the Chiefs? Do you get the job done?
Yeah.
No one would care. Go ahead and hang a banner for your ranking. You have to get by them. And that's how I feel about the offense. Hang a banner for your ranking. Did you get by them? You did not. And your offense did score a good amount of points, but with the ball late, faltered. So, you know, we're sitting here living that same life. We're Rory McIlroy at Augusta. That's what we are. Is this the year you're going to get by him?
I was going to say, he eventually wins.
He does. That's why we'll stick to it.
For now, there's still Phil at the U.S. Open.
That's right. And that's not going to...
For those that don't know, he never won the U.S. Open.
He finished second 6 times.
Yeah.
That ship has probably sailed. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe, we've got Sal at 7 o'clock, Paul Hamilton at 8:30, the Sabres locker clean-out. They finished their season with a win over Philadelphia, and lots more to get to. So join us. Jump on the phone lines. It's technically it's Fun Hat Friday. We got like 1.5 fun hats.
One and
in
a
here.
Half. Yeah.
You have a fun hat?
Oh, he's not wearing it.
He hasn't
yet.
Put it on yet. All right.
So if he wants an unveiling, I think that's really setting expectations high.
A reveal.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're into it. What else is going on? It's going to be 70 today. So you know, enjoy it. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.